I trust you're not becoming tired of reading and thinking on the book of Ephesians. I've been going very, very slowly expounding these verses for the purpose that it might get into your heart and into your mind. Indeed, we pray the Lord will grant to you and to me an enlargement of capacity to receive the Word of God. I would like to read this morning to you from Ephesians chapter 2, and I'm reading now from verse 17 to the end of the passage. And he came, speaking of our Savior, he came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Now we've been dealing in these past lessons in the second chapter with our condition in time past and what we are now in Christ. And now we are coming to the last part of the chapter, our condition in the future, verses 19 to 22. Our present permanent position. Now, this is a logical sequence to what we've been going through. He came and preached peace to those who were afar off, that's us who were Gentiles, and to the Jews that were nigh, and through him, both Jew and Gentile who believes on the Savior, have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Therefore, we are no more strangers and foreigners, but we are fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God. Let me just stop here for a few moments. Here you have access unto the Father, as we mentioned yesterday. The Jew and Gentile in one spirit, one in life, one in relationship, one in the Holy Spirit. All barriers are gone. All legal obstacles have been broken down. All fear is gone. And the result is we have access unto the Father. I'm very much tempted, by the way, to just stay there the rest of the morning. Oh, how I wish that God's people would realize the privileges which they have in Christ Jesus. And many Christians, yes, you say, I'm a Christian, and I'm thank God he's forgiven me my sins, but as far as going on from there, it just seems to be foreign to them. This question of a life in Christ, this wonderful life of living each day, and the consciousness that we are the sons of one who is God, and that whatever our circumstance may be, we have the right and the privilege of access unto the Father. Friend, did you ever stop to think of it? We run hither and yon, we run to this one and to that one with our problems, with our troubles, and rightly so. I'm not saying a thing against that. But why not try to come into the presence of God? You mean to tell me, Mr. Mitchell, that I can come with every little detail of my life to God? Well, who better can you bring them to? Why, the little wee decisions to be made, well, if you can't make a decision, why not talk to God about it? In other words, why not become an actual experience? Take your place as a child of God in the family, that the eternal sovereign God is your Father, and that you can come to him at any time, under any circumstance. Make a confidant of God. Can I put it that way? Make a confidant of God. In your blessings, in your joys, thank him for them, praise him for them. In your tests, in your trials, your afflictions, your sorrows, turn to him. He understands. Sometimes people say, "Why, Mr. Mitchell, nobody seems to understand me." Oh, yes, there is one who really understands you. As we used to sing that song, you remember? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary and the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Yes, he does. Oh, why don't you and I take the access he has given to us? He says, come with boldness to the throne of grace and there obtain mercy and find grace to help in every time of need. Which leads me, of course, to verse 19. Now therefore, here is a conclusion. Now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners. He's speaking especially of Gentile believers. You are no more strangers, no more those on the outside without covenants and without inheritance. No more foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Citizens of heaven. This is a present relationship. You see, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, it says, our citizenship is in heaven. From whence also we look for the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Israel is God's earthly people. But we are of the household of God, just as they are. Only, we belong to His heavenly household. We were once strangers, but now we're citizens. Once we were afar off, now we've been made nigh. Once we were on the outside, now we're members of the family. No, not boarders, not roomers, not guests, but we belong to the family having equal rights. Oh, think of it. Access to God, the objects of His love, intimate fellowship with Father, heirs and joint heirs with Christ Jesus, one in the family. I tell you, it's a wonderful thing to belong to a family, isn't it? Huh? You have your family, I have my family, and there's something about it, it's a family matter. We're family members. Some children in the family, you wonder why they're so different. Some are so sweet and some get a little ornery. Do you remember that? And Jenny, one or two in the family, you wonder what in the world's happened to them. But they belong to the family. There are some Christians that are lovable and sweet and just darling. And you just love them. You find some Christians that are ornery and they're sour and they're out of fellowship with God. But they belong to the family. I want this to get into your heart. Did you ever go to a foreign land where you don't know their language? I've had the privilege of traveling quite a bit in the ministry of the Word of God in Southeast Asia a number of times, in Africa, in Central and South America, and I've been around the different mission fields of the world. And I tell you, it's a strange feeling to come into a country where they look different and they talk different. They act different, their attitude, their philosophy of life is different, and you feel so out of everything. You can't talk to people. You know you don't belong. You're a stranger. You're a foreigner. You don't belong. They don't take you into the intimacy of their hearts or their lives. You're on the outside. You're a foreigner. It's a funny feeling, isn't it? It's a strange feeling. It's an empty feeling. Listen, you and I are not foreigners with God. We belong to the household of faith. We belong to heaven. When you and I as Christians get to heaven, it's going to be no strange place. We don't have to learn a new language. We belong to the family. We're on the in. We're children of one who is God. We belong to this new race of people. We have eternal life. Death doesn't even cast a shadow. I tell you, my friends, we Christians who are rich in the grace of God, rich in things that are eternal, we live like paupers down here. We get our lives cluttered up with material things and fleshly things, carnal things, good things, and miss, oh, I say it so sadly, we miss the riches of the grace of God. We miss the riches of fellowship with God. We miss the thrill of belonging to the family of God. I belong to the family of God. I tell you, angels, holy angels, are the servants of the members of the family of God. Now let us live that way. When you go down the street today, when you go among your neighbors, when you go to work, when you deal with your children and your own family, remember, you're the children of one who is God. We're no longer foreigners and strangers. We're fellow citizens with the saints. We're on the inside, not the outside. We're in the family of God. Oh, listen, Christian friend. Don't rob yourself of the treasures of the grace of God. No wonder Paul could speak in chapter 3 of the unsearchable riches of Christ. I pray that some of this will get a hold of your heart and my heart. Instead of living like spiritual paupers, let's be rich in the grace of God, living as the sons of one who is God, living as those who have an eternal complete inheritance which neither thieves can break through and steal, and rust doesn't corrupt it. An inheritance which is eternal, sure, perfect. Now then, you're no more strangers and foreigners, but your fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. You see, that's why when you and I walk with God, the man of the world, the man outside of Christ, doesn't understand us. I'm not asking you to be unique or funny or peculiar or dress peculiarly. I'm talking about a real life with God. Just like when our Savior walked the earth. The Pharisees and scribes and Herodians, they couldn't understand Christ, and they couldn't stand Christ. They knew he was different. I trust you and I today will live before God no longer as a foreigner and a stranger, but a member of the household of God. And let's walk today as members of the family of God. And should I be speaking to any who are outside the family, my friend, you can accept Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior in that very moment. That you accept him, put your trust in him as your own Savior, that moment you become a child of God, a member of the family of God. No longer on the outside, but on the inside, having access to the throne of God at any time, under any circumstance. Isn't this wonderful? All barriers have been broken down, and he's made it possible for you and me to come and enjoy this fellowship. The Lord bless you today. Enjoy him today, will you? And read his word.